Flyers chocolate, shabu or gingerbread. Currently the most popular hard drug in the Czech Republic has a lot of names and a colorful history. It was first synthesized in Japan in 1893, and during the Second World War it was given to the country's kamikaze pilots. The German military dispensed the drug to its pilots, and Adolf Hitler is rumored to have received 3 daily injections of it from his personal physician. It was banned after the war, but was later rediscovered by drug addicts in communist Czechoslovakia. Illegal Czech producers are now smuggling it back to Germany and Austria. Daniela Lazarová has the story.
Pervitin, the official name for the homemade hard drug, is an amphetamine that causes euphoria and excitement. It has the same effect on the brain as cocaine, but is cheaper and more available. Pernik, or gingerbread as it's called by Czech addicts, can be synthesized from over-the-counter flu medicine in a simple home lab. It can be injected, sniffed, or taken orally, and during the communist years it was the only hard drug available on the illegal drugs market. Consequently, Czech drug addicts have plenty of experience in making it. Whereas in the past they produced it for a small circle of friends, now they've discovered a new market in neighboring Austria and Germany. Pavla Lejčková from the National Monitoring Center for Drug Abuse explains the growing demand for it.
It has similar effects as cocaine, but cocaine is much more expensive. So that's why people start to substitute cocaine with Pervitin. And there are people who know how to make the drug. They go to other countries and make Pervitin there. But also the drug itself is smuggled over the borders, because if you are a producer, you can sell it in the Czech Republic, but you can sell it for double price in Germany or Austria.
In neighboring Germany, Pervitin is sold under the name Crystal and has become a popular party drug. The German authorities report a growing number of cases, and the two countries have now joined forces to try and fight it. A special Czech-German police squad, codenamed Crystal, now operates along the common border. But the German daily Die Welt, which reported on the problem last week, says it may be too late. The demand for Crystal is there, and German addicts are gradually learning how to produce it themselves.